The MyCommerce Plus study aims to better support GPs to review the medications for people living with more than one long-term condition. And in healthcare, sometimes you'll hear that called multimorbidity. People who are living with more than one condition, and this is very common these days, they might have a long list of medicines. And sometimes a lot of medicines can be a problem because they might not react well together, or it can be very difficult to stay on top of taking multiple medicines every day. So in MyCommerce, we're bringing GPs together to sit down and bring, you know, their experience and their knowledge together to work out complicated treatment plans as a pair.
You're looking to recruit GPs from Donegal and the wider northwest area. This is part of a cross-border study.
It is, yes. MyCommerce Plus is funded by a cross-border funding agency that is part of the EU called Chiton. And so they're funding 11 projects across Northern Ireland and the border region. In this particular project, we're getting an opportunity to see what happens when two GPs in the south review medications, and then in the north when a GP and a practice-based pharmacist review lists of medications. So we're getting an opportunity to see how this kind of support method works in kind of two slightly different designs in two health systems that are kind of side by side.
Do you foresee any publications coming out of this? Because one would assume a manual that would give the contraindications and a list of the sort of impacts one medicine will have on another would be something very handy for GPs and indeed for pharmacists as well.
Yeah, that's a really good point. I think that the medication side has a lot of work to be done, and so I suppose we're focusing kind of on the behavioural side of this. It can be very difficult to know what to do when it comes to the medicines, but the thing that we can maybe do something about is how GPs are spending their time and getting support from their colleagues. So it's more focusing on different ways to address this problem, bringing the GPs together to look at difficult situations and also to consider the patients and their personal circumstances and preferences, as opposed to just focusing on the medicines.